Hey, what's up, everyone? It's me, Preston, and it's just me this episode. And this is Typical Podcast. You know, whenever I do a solo episode, I truly feel like I can say anything. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to just be out of character and say some outlandish stuff. Or maybe I will. I'm not sure. It's a weird, like, I feel like as though I could say anything and there will be no repercussions. But that's not true because I'm posting this for people to see. So, I don't know. I'm just saying it's interesting that, you know, sometimes I just feel like I can not be a bad person to show the worst in me. Anyway, look, I have a, like, okay, sorry. I have a message for everyone watching / listening. Your grandparents know you masturbate. They're not naive, and they certainly weren't born yesterday. So they're just too shy and to bring it up to you first. So to break the tension and the awkwardness in basically all of your life, I am proposing that you bring it up to them first. So that way you break the ice, you get more comfortable, get to know each other a little bit more. The two of you or three of you, maybe you lost one. Maybe it's just two. You and one. Or it could be you and two. Fuck. It could be you and three. Don't know how. Oh, wait, because there's other grandparents. It could be you and four, technically. Maybe you and five. I don't know where these grandparents are coming from, but they're not dropping like flies. They're actually gaining a number. That's crazy. So, like that right now, what I just said, that is instance of... Would I say that if Fernando or if anyone, if Fernando Abram were here or if anyone was in here? Maybe. Maybe I would. If I'm like, hey, I want to see what happens when I say this. That's ultimately kind of what I do. I just like, I'm like, if I say this, what happens? I kind of know what happens. But I'm a curious guy. I want to see. You may notice I'm wearing a blue shirt. I hate it. I absolutely hate this shirt. It's in my closet, and I have a lot of clothes in my closet that I don't like wearing, but they're there. I should do something about that. I know. I'll work on me after you guys get over your daddy issues or whatever. Whatever issues you have. I don't know why I said daddy issues specifically. Kind of just outed a specific people. But if you have any issues, you work on yours, I'll work on mine. We'll come together at a meeting and we'll be like, "Hey, we're better." And then but we're not. But yeah, so the blue shirt, it's not form fitting. That's why I don't like it. I like the color, but I'm a very slender man. Sorry, after saying slender man, it is my PTSD trauma has reappeared. It's a trigger word for me. When I was a kid, actually not even that long ago, maybe like 3 years ago. And before that, you know, I have long arms. And in 2009, there was a horror game, just the horror mythology of a thing called Slenderman. It's a dude with no face. Maybe it's a white mask, a tuxedo looking thing or a suit, and extremely long arms and not sure legs. Maybe abnormally long legs, because maybe he's just a tall guy. But yeah, people would call me that sometimes. Am I over it? Yeah. But am I truly over it? Yeah. But yeah, back to the blue shirt. The reason I brought it up was because I chose to wear this for the podcast. I just took a shower and I was looking around and I said, you know what? I want a challenge today. Today's too easy. I want to be uncomfortable. Yeah, no, I put on the blue shirt on purpose. I wanted to remind myself that the annoyances in life, you know, because it's easy to just forget that some things won't be annoying. It's a good message. Poorly said, but it's a good message. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know where I was going with the blue shirt. I thought putting it on, I'd be like, yeah, I hate this so much, I'll come up with something. Actually, I did. Yeah, I came up with the Slenderman thing. That was not a positive for me, but it was something for all of you. Something for all of you. I have very pale skin. Some might even call it white. Others, almost translucent. That would be kind of weird, though, wouldn't it? The point is, I'm very pale. And I've been like this always. It's just who I am. I mean, no, it's not who I am. It's not my identity. I'm not known as the pale guy. Nor do I want to be. But the reason I bring it up is vampires are known to have pale skin. And oftentimes I sometimes question if I'm human. I don't know if I am of vampire descent. You know, I haven't been around for as many years, but maybe one day just kicked in, you're a vampire now. Like, not the traditional sense. You know, maybe we got it all wrong on how vampires occur and like how they, I don't know, do things. So yeah, sometimes when I'm in my car, I'll look to the passenger side window, the passenger window while I'm driving, not when I take a stop. You know what? The point is, I look at the window to my right. I'm in the driver's seat. I look to the window. I do that so that way I can try to see the reflection of myself, because vampires are known that if you look in a mirror or anything that has a reflection, they're just invisible. They're gone. They're not existent. So I do that to make sure that I am still of the living. And sometimes when I do that, there isn't a reflection. And after some time goes by, I roll up the window because I realized it was down. And so I'm not a vampire. Don't know if I'd want to be, though. Maybe I've been, like, dodging a bullet every time. Every time I'm like, oh my god, I'm a vampire. Actually, no, I'm not. Because if I was a vampire, if we're going with the traditional stuff, I guess, I mean, not much would change for me, appearance-wise. I mean, maybe the teeth. How do their teeth work? Are they like retractable, or are they just like just ting? They just pop out at the party and then with the gang? Or do they just like, I'm so sorry. I was going to try to do lyrics of stuff. I was just going to try to sneak that in there. As soon as I said pop out, my mind went, all right, do more lyrics. But yeah, it's no, back to vampire talk. Yeah, I don't think much would change. Do they die in the sunlight? I guess, you know, that's for me to find out. One day, if I'm just poof, like just getting, when it's getting sunny, then I'll have my answer. Then I'll come back here, horribly scarred, and then I will share my information with all of you. Sounds like a plan. See you in the future, if this happens. It's almost Valentine's Day. Actually, nope, it is Valentine's Day when this comes out. So, what's everyone doing? Oh, wait, You know what would be not romantic, but if you were listening to this on Valentine's Day, huh, let's see. What should I do? What should I do to help people get in the mood? I mean, I know minutes earlier I talked about grandparents and your masturbation habits. However, I will steer clear of that for the romanticism that I hopefully bestow upon all of you. Let me see. How am I going to do this? So I'm going to assume this is already happening. This is on a date. You got the couple. Now, see, the thing is, I can't just say man or woman for certain things, because then I'm not allowing this scenario to the masses. I'm limiting it to a select few. I want to try to be as inclusive as I can. So, we're going to call companion number one Dylan. And we're going to call companion number two Dylan, but spelt with an I. So it's more like Dil-on. Dylan? It's more like Dylan. So Dylan and Dylan. So Dylan is taking Dylan out on Valentine's Day. You know, I'm going to go somewhere with this, but I'm changing it up. I'm no longer giving advice or getting people in the mood. I'm never going to go like, and he caressed your face softly and stuff. I'm not going to be narrating that type of stuff. You know what? I'm just going to create a Valentine's date, because obviously I don't know what else to do. So here we go with the same characters. Dylan. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna try to create the perfect Valentine's date ever. Now, backstory. I don't know. I've never done that before. Here we go. Dylan approaches Dylan's. I gotta change the name. Sorry, Dylan and Francesca. I know I said earlier I'm trying to be inclusive, but you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go person one, person two. That's what we're doing. Never mind. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Here we go. Ready? Person one approaches person two's front door. Person one rings on the doorbell. Person two. Oh, hey, person one. Person one. Oh, hey, person two. Person two. What are you doing here? Person one. I came to check you out. Person two. What, like a library book? Person one. Hell yeah. Person two. That's so romantic. Person one. Shit, girl, I know. Fuck, I just said I'm trying to be inclusive. God damn it. Person one. Damn, bitch, I know. Bitch could be for anyone. Person two. All right, where are we going? Person one. To go eat some food together, where we can share stories, embarrassments, and boredom at the same time. Person two. I'd fucking love to do that. Person one. I'd fucking love to do that too. So the two of them go. They have their evening. It's restaurant evening. Dinner. Because they both work. They both are like full on working. So evening is the usual time to be like, all right, we're off. We can do stuff. All right. It's 3 p.m. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's not. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Sorry. So the two of them, they finish up their date at a crab shop, seafood. Sushi. It's not like a raised crab shack scenario. It's not like that. It's chopsticks, and you know, for those who are not capable of using chopsticks, people who don't have hands, I was about to suggest forks. But if you don't have hands, so the two of them, they finish up at the sushi restaurant. They now go back to person two's house. Person one. Wow, that was really amazing. I had a really good time with you. Person two. Yeah, that was so much fun. I would love if you came in person one. Listen, I don't want to move too fast. We've been going out. We've been dating for 3 years now. I don't know if I'm ready. Person two. Yeah, if you're not comfortable, that's totally A-okay with me. Person one. I was just kidding. I am ready. Person two. Ah, you got me. Let's go to my bedroom. Person one. Are we going to do this? Person two. I think we're going to do this. You know what happens there? Do you need me to say it? All right. I'll say it. They have a dance battle. Though, on a bed and naked. One of them wins. The other one participated. So yeah, I think that would be a very romantic Valentine's Day. What's up, Rosebud? My dog has arrived. Anyway, yeah, so that's yeah, Valentine's Day. That's what's up. I hope you all learned something from that. Take apply it to your Valentine's date either today or next time. Or actually, you know what? I try to make it universal. Like, you can really use it anytime. Doesn't have to be specifically Valentine's Day, which, you know, it's kind of a weird day to just be like, oh, now I want to be romantic. By the way, if you're someone who's like, oh, I'm going to show affection on Valentine's Day, that's kind of lame. It's a cool thing. I'm not against, like, hey, it's got a kind of cool niche ring to it. It's got a tradition thing. I don't know what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, that I'm trying to convey is that show affection on other days towards your partner, on not just Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day and your anniversary. I mean, your anniversary, I guess, should be the most special. Valentine's Day should not be second. Rosebud, what the fuck are you doing? Girl, you did not just come on camera to start licking your not ass. It's not her ass. It was, she was biting her fur. You got an itch on your leg? You got an itch on your thigh? You okay? Sorry about that. Swear to God, she was off camera being decent, and she decided, hey, I'm going to sit right next to you and start licking and making tons of sounds. Girl, what the fuck are you doing? Rosebud, we're on camera. This is not what the people know you're like. This isn't what they see. I do apologize to everyone. And with that said, I think I might end this episode. It's a little short. Usually when it's just me, it's a little shorter. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys enjoyed watching and listening. And see you next week. Let me know how your date went on Valentine's Day. Because I care so much to know how your date went on Valentine's Day. Yours specifically. Me? What am I doing? Before I end it, I guess I'll answer that. I have no plans. Maybe some lovely lady will come knock on my door and sweep me off my feet. And bring me to a restaurant. where I can pay. And hopefully, I hope I don't have to pay because it wasn't my idea. But I would enjoy the night at sushi. And then, well, yeah. I'm probably just going to play video games or something. All right, but yeah, thank you guys for watching or listening. This is Typical Podcast. And Rosebud, you gotta have some manners.